Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ. I'm Todd Weinberner, and after every county board meeting, we invite the chair of the Livingston County Board to join us. That's Mr. Bob Young, and he is here this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Todd. How are you today? And good morning to you, and good morning to all your listeners.
I am trying to exercise my kissing of the Blarney Stone. It's St. Patrick's Day tomorrow.
That's right.
And so I'm trying to be as Irish as I can be, considering good. I'm mostly German.
You'll have to get your green on for tomorrow.
That's right. Well, we're not going to worry about tomorrow. We're going to worry about last night. Okay. And a lot of good stuff happened at the county board meeting. One of the things is something that's come up more and more. You got a report on mental health services.
That's right.
In Livingston County. So we'll start with that.
Okay. Mental health. Chris Myers gave her annual 2017 annual report. And Melinda Hillman came and gave the mental health report for the county. And they were both good reports. And there are busy people out there at that department. And we appreciate everything they do for the county.
And we talked to IHR, which, of course, is an independent agency, but it always amazes me the demand for services here in Livingston County. Somehow we get this strange idea that in rural areas we don't have the stresses of the big city, so we don't have these issues. But, of course, we do.
We do. It's all over, and, you know, we try to help, and where money allows, it doesn't always allow you to do everything you want to do. So, and that's kind of what we're faced with right now. We had a presentation from a citizen here in the county. The board is here a few months ago. We when we were making up the budget, we had our housing for the people that need help, the elderly. Try to keep them out of a nursing home. That went in when we got out of the nursing home business. We started providing that to just try to bridge the gap. Now it's to the point where we feel that the money and the time has been long enough that it's time to phase that out. So last year we told Melinda this would be the last year for it. Try to phase it out or phase it out, and we'll go from there. There are people that are upset with that. Mm-hmm. They think we ought to continue it. It's not that we don't want to continue it. I don't think there's a member on the board. It's, again, money. And, yeah, we spend money. Some people say, well, you spend too much money on this, you know. Well, maybe, I don't know. But there's a lot of places that people are wanting money and a lot of services we do have to provide. And that's one place I think we just felt was vulnerable to the budget. So, anyway.
And as you say, I just want to make sure everybody's clear. What we're talking about are home health care services.
Home health care
services. Actually sending providers into the homes of people that need it, who qualify for it.
For senior citizens. And it's based on income, need. It does help them. I know that. But I don't know. Some people don't feel like we should be in the social service business so much.
Well, and as you say, it it does become an issue if it was designed as a transitional program.
Yeah.
Eventually it has to come to an end.
Well, I don't think we ever said it was transitional, but that was the thought. It's not required, and we'd like to do it, but it just comes down to issues of money.
Well, and as we always say, the books are open, so if people would like to look at the budget and
perhaps
come up with some creative finance, then maybe it could continue.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Bob Young this morning. I'm certainly not going to be able to help him with budgeting for the county, but he is the chair of the Livingston County Board. We're talking about some of the things that were discussed at last night's Livingston County Board meeting, and some procedural questions came up in terms of quorums and how things are structured, how votes are taken.
Yeah, that was under the Election Rules and Legislative Committee. Mr. Fannin is the chairman of that. And here, I don't know, 6 or 8 months ago, every 10 years they do the census. Mm-hmm. And every 10 years we have a chance to change the organization, the size of the board, the configuration of the districts, how people are going to be elected according to population. And rather than wait until 2020 to start that process, we are starting that process now.
Okay.
And then one of the other things that we did, we've had a couple instances where, especially this winter, where some of our board members are gone, where we've had problems getting a quorum.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're one short of a quorum, we can't do business. So we've wasted people's time to come in and not be able to have a meeting, or at least not a meeting that we can take any action. And last night's meeting, we put in there that the board chairman, because the board chairman attends all the meetings, he can be a voting member of that committee. So that was put out there. It'll be voted on next month by the entire board.
It is something important to keep in mind, because as a public body, as a publicly funded body dealing with tax dollars, it's not just a question of what you would like to do. It's a question of what you're required to do based on your bylaws.
That's right.
I mean, it's not as if you can say, we're close enough. We can just go ahead and take a vote.
Everything's pretty well covered. And believe me, there's people out there that'll keep you to it. So that's good.
Well,
and then the last thing that really happened was the strategic plan and short-term goals. That's something we've been working on for the past 3 months. It gives the board kind of a map of where we're wanting to go, how we want to get there. And it was developed by board members, elected officials, appointed department heads. Everybody had a say in it. And so now we needed to just have a formal adoption of it. So we did that last night, and it's in place, and hopefully it'll help us as we make decisions going down the road. So.
And everybody seems pretty comfortable with it. Everybody looked at the plan and thought it was addressing the priorities.
I think so. Everybody had input into it, so I'm hoping they did.
So you hope that everybody felt like their voices were heard.
I hope so.
An organization with, 24 members on the county board?
24 members on the county board. And there has been discussion, that's what we're talking about, of cutting that back from 24 to a lesser number, possibly 18. But no decision. We're talking to people about the pros and the cons of it. And hopefully we can make an intelligent choice on that.
Very good. Well, we will be here to ask you about it when those decisions are made. How does that sound?
That sounds wonderful.
Bob, thanks for coming in this morning.
Hey, always enjoy it, and thank you for having me.
Bob Young is the chair of the Livingston County Board. We've just been talking about some of the things that were covered at last night's Livingston County Board meeting. I'm Todd Weinbrenner. That's the Community Forum on Classic Hits, 98.9 WJEZ.